Welcome to the J-Plan Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with your hosts, Jeremy Allen and Peter Mingles. Make sure you check us out by clicking on the J-Plan Radio Show link on buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. The J-Plan is a 12-week all-inclusive online fitness system that is geared toward helping users achieve an optimal level of strength, tone, fat loss, endurance, and agility. The goal is not to be a gimmick fitness plan that makes you dependent on a DVD. The idea is to give users a realistic workout regimen that will promote independence and long-term results. This program is for all ages and fitness levels. Jeremy Allen, expert fitness trainer and former professional athlete, has been helping people reach their fitness goals for many years. He even coached a contestant on the hit television show The Biggest Loser to a 100-pound weight loss. She's even kept the weight off to this day. With that being said, Jeremy knows what it takes to lose weight in a healthy way and keep it off for good. And now, on to our show with Jeremy Allen and Peter Mingles. Take it away, Peter.
Hello, everyone. Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks for being here. It's a Saturday. It's 5 p.m. It's a Sunday, actually. It's at 5 p.m., and we're doing our very first radio show with a new friend of ours. His name is Jeremy Allen. For those people unfamiliar with my voice, my name, again, is Peter Mingles. If you want to hear this again, you want to go to buildingfortunesradio.com and find that very special segment with the J-Plan with Jeremy Allen, and we're going to explore. This is our very first radio show together. And then during future radio shows, we're going to get a little bit more specific about what the J-Plan is and how it can be customized maybe even to you. But the first thing that I always like to do is I'd like to have our very first interview so you learn a little bit about the individual. What I have always found relative to my personal experience as well as business experiences is a program or a process will work many times based on the people, meaning if it's the right people, of course you would anticipate the product or the service or the opportunity being the right way, but if it's the wrong person, it's not going to work at all. So finding the right type of person is always the most important thing for me. So we look for, and we kind of use the Brian Tracy analogy, swans, people that are smart, people that are working hard, people that are ambitious, and people that are nice. And if you went to Jeremy's website, which is the J, the letter J, plan.com, you will see that he is all of that and then so much more. He's a personal trainer, been a professional athlete both at college and also in other professional sports. And we're going to learn a little bit more about Jeremy and his background and why he does the things that he does and the program that he has on this as well as subsequent radio shows. So, Jeremy Allen, thanks for being here on Building Fortunes Radio.
Thank you so much, Peter. I appreciate it. I appreciate the opportunity for having me on here. Really looking forward to chatting with you.
Now, we first got started, I think, a while back. Like you said, you're also an entrepreneur. So as an entrepreneur, you were doing something with a network marketing company. That's probably where we met. Now, a lot of our network marketers, they do other things. So a lot of our customers do other things as well, and they do network marketing as a side. But you have been obviously very active with fitness. So I wanted to kind of explore a little bit about your background and some of the things that you work with people because, let's face it, if you're physically fit, you have an advantage over people that aren't. If you're working out, it does something with your self-esteem. There's a whole bunch of really cool reasons besides health that happen when you're physically fit and definitely active, and many times having that personal coach like yourself could really mean the difference between success and failure, and it's got ramifications all over the place. So tell us a little bit about Jeremy Allen, a little bit about how you got started, and then we'll move on as we go.
Okay, great. Well, first of all, I have a pretty extensive background in athletics. You know, I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana, and from there I did football and track and field in high school and then went on to the University of Iowa and did football and track there. Had some success there, and then I went on to play professional football for about 2.5 years. Had 3 shoulder surgeries, which kind of shortened my career, but also played over in NFL Europe for a season as well. So I had extensive background in athletics, and once I was done with football, I was like, what would I do that I would not get paid for, but I just love to do it? And I was looking at a bunch of different opportunities, and I was like, I love fitness, I love working out, and I love helping people. And so going into personal training, fitness training, was almost like a natural fit for me. So I got started doing that, And I've been doing that for about 11 years now. And that's really how I got started in the fitness industry, was because I had such great coaches at the high school, collegiate, and professional levels. And I just learned so much from them. I learned from the best. And I wanted to give back, and I wanted to be able to help people, and I wanted to be able to, you know, really have an impact on people in a physical and also a emotional, mental way as well. So that's kind of how I got started in the whole fitness thing.
Well, so when, you know, I've always said when you need to be an expert in certain areas and you're not, you probably have enough information to probably hurt yourself. So as a result of the stuff that you've done, if you were, say, for instance, training someone, maybe like me, you would probably be able to help me do the things so I would be eating the right things, exercising the right exercises, and definitely not doing something that where I might be able, where I might injure myself, maybe by doing things the wrong way. Because I'm sure you would, I'm guessing, there's probably a lot of advice that's good advice out there if some people are trying to find it on their own, and then there's lots of things that's not so good. So it always seems like there's very confusing things all over the place. So tell us a little bit more about, you know, tell us a little bit more about high school, college, and professional sports. So what did you play? I know you said you played football, and then you did track. What position did you play in football?
Mm-hmm. In football, I was a fullback. Actually, in high school, I was a linebacker, and then I wanted to be a running back. I always wanted to be a running back, and had some disagreements with my high school coach about running back. He felt like they needed me more on defense, so played linebacker, had accolades there and everything, but I always had a desire to score touchdowns and touch the ball. So I actually went to University of Iowa on a track and field scholarship. I hold the state record and the national high school record in the discus, and I was state champion in the shot put as well, so I got a track scholarship initially. And then after my freshman year of track, I walked onto the football team. And after the first week of practice, I walked on. The head coach, his name is Hayden Fry, the legendary Iowa football coach, he gave me a full scholarship in football after the first week of practice. And from then on, yeah, I played in every game, you know, after that, and played all 4 years, starter, and all that good stuff. So it was really – so I went to Iowa there, and then after that I was a free agent. I signed as a free agent with the Minnesota Vikings, and I was with them for a full year. Went to the Saints for half a season after that, and then the Atlanta Falcons for another half a season. And then I went to NFL Europe for my last year of football. And I was over in Dusseldorf. I played with the Rhein Fire and the Cologne Centurions. The Falcons sent me to NFL Europe. So I kind of was bounced all around. And but, you know, I guess as it relates to fitness, I got a chance to work with a ton of great coaches, especially as far as fitness coaches. And I was always a student, and I was always wanting to eat up all that knowledge from the nutrition side and the recovery side and the technique side of things. So I was really fortunate in that way.
Now, I know I used to play high school football, and that was nowhere near as competitive as the stuff that you did. And my doctor told me not to go play football in college because he felt it was going to hurt my grades, and I was trying to also get into medical school. So I don't know if he's right or wrong. You know, how do you replay your life? But the reality is that there's a lot of things that are very competitive about athletes that also make them excellent business people as well, mostly because of self-discipline. You have to get disciplined to work out whether you feel like it or not. You have to kind of understand your body, always pushing, pushing, pushing. So how does that help you, if you will, you know, all of the athletic stuff that you've done that can be translated by anybody that takes some of your fitness courses? Like, how does that self-discipline and the, you know, working hard and overcoming, you know, pain, if you will, or all those types of things, how does that have any ramifications on other aspects of your life?
Oh, man. Well, like you said, I think a big thing with me is discipline, being disciplined, daily motivation. Like you said, you're not always wanting to work out or eat right or strive toward a specific goal. But, you know, when you have had the background that I've had, you kind of learn how to push through those things. And I really try to relay that in, you know, my training style. You know, I'm very understanding. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a guy that's blowing a whistle in your face and yelling and screaming at you. But I choose to be consistent, and I choose to not, you know, try my best not to have too much too many ups and downs to the point where I completely get off course. I really try to be that way for the people that I work with and for the programs I create. Just really consistency and keeping a long-term mindset in mind. So in the sports world, you know, if you have a great play or if you do something great, that's awesome, but you always have to keep the long-term goal in mind, because as soon as you do something great, you can do something that's not so great, and it can throw you down, and it can put you down for a long time. So the key is keeping that even keeled, you know, mindset, and just being consistent over the long term, being realistic with where you are and where you want to go.
So the things that people will learn with working with you with your fitness program will be, first of all, it sounds like you understand that different people have different buttons that need to be pushed. So you'll push somebody, you know, accordingly, appropriately. And how important is that? Like having a coach versus maybe not having a coach or a personal fitness when you're kind of going through this sort of stuff?
Oh, man, it's so important to have someone that you can reach out to. You know, my program is an online program, so we'll be doing a lot of phone calls and, you know, emails and stuff like that. But the key is having somebody that holds you accountable, having a program in place, having structure in place that holds you accountable, because especially when it comes to fitness, you know, I see it every day in the gym. You know, you have the people that, you know, come, and you have the people like consistently, and then you go in the times where you don't see them for months. And a lot of that is because there's no accountability. They don't have a workout partner. They don't have a trainer. They don't have a class or anywhere that they need to be, and somebody that's holding them accountable, even if it's not that person saying, where are you, or whatever. But the fact of knowing that that person is counting on them, and that they've made a commitment, and they've you know, made a commitment to come in there and make their bodies and their health better. And that alone, you know, gives them that sense of, oh shoot, you know, I need to get to the gym, or, you know, I need to show up even though I'm tired. So that accountability is huge, and that comes from the whole sports background as well. You know, the team mindset and having a coach and all that. So,
And let's talk a little bit about what it is that you do. I know we have the website, thejplan.com. So it's the, like T-H-E, and then the letter J by itself, and then plan.com. Tell us about some of the things that you would offer people on, you know, your program. It looks like they can buy something, but you also have probably some coaching, you know, like there's a little bit of you involved in there as well. So talk to us a little bit about the J Plan.
Definitely. Well, the J Plan is, it's a 12-week online personal training, I should say fitness program, where when you buy in, you get weekly, I mean, you get multiple emails that regards information, motivation, you get workouts. So basically, you get workouts, videos that show you how to do every exercise that you need to do. And you also get a written workout to take with you wherever you go that accompanies that program, those exercises. You get a nutrition plan, you get a workout calendar. You get me first and foremost. I'm here to coach you through that via phone, via Skype, via email, whatever works best for you. And in addition, you get stretching videos. You get pretty much from the nutrition side, you get everything that you need to reach whatever goal you want to reach, whether it's fat loss, you know, whether it's muscle gaining, whether it's general toning, better endurance, whatever what you want out of the program, the structure is there. And when we talk, we can kind of cater that, you know, more to whatever you want. But that's what you get when you get the J Plan. You're not just getting some cool app, because what I found is what really works when it comes to fitness, it isn't, you know, all kind of, you know, all types of crazy technology. It isn't the latest, you know, new dumbbell that they just came out with or some crazy device, but it's a realistic program where you're accountable and you stick to it. That's really what it takes, and it has to be a very well-structured program. So that's what I offer, because that's what I've found that has worked over the last 11 years that I've been a personal trainer. And, you know, I want to make sure I have a personal interest in everyone that buys the J Plan and them reaching their goals.
Right. So it sounds like this is available for people that aren't professional athletes to start off with. So it's like for everyday
yes,
people. And,
yes.
You know, like sometimes when you deal with a computer programmer, he programs things like for programmers. And like, well, programmers don't use our program. People use our program. Customers use our program. So you're not going to be dealing with professional athletes, although professional athletes obviously could do your program. But most of the people that are probably doing your program are people that are not professional athletes, I would imagine. Like regular people, guys, gals, short, tall, mm-hmm. all kinds of different types of things to be able to work with you.
Exactly, exactly. It's a program that can be done. It's at the gym and it's self-paced. So it's not one of those things, I'm not going to knock any of these videos, but it's not where you're following a video real time. They're all the videos are of the exercises that are done, but the mm-hmm. actual workouts are done at your own pace. And
wow.
I did that specifically so people can get through the whole workout at their own pace rather than having to do, you know, do unrealistic programs at a pace they can't keep up with by following a DVD or video that way.
Right, exactly, exactly. We're going to take just a few second break. We'll be right back. We're talking to Jeremy Allen on the J Plan. Here we go.
You've been listening to the J Plan Radio Show, brought to you by the J Plan on buildingfortunesradio.com with Jeremy Allen and Peter Mugels. This special segment can be heard again anytime with almost any device by going to buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. The J Plan is a 12-week all-inclusive online fitness system that is geared toward helping users achieve an optimal level of strength, tone, fat loss, endurance, and agility. You can learn more by going to the website www.thejplan.com. That's www.thejplan.com. Through the link on the J Plan Show's segment on buildingfortunesradio.com. For many years, the J Plan has been helping individuals achieve the fit and healthy bodies they've always wanted. Our special guest, Jeremy Allen, has an extensive background in fitness and wellness as a personal trainer and is one of our favorite experts on Building Fortunes Radio. Tune in often and listen to Jeremy. Visit buildingfortunesradio.com and click on the J Plan Radio Show link to learn more and to hear our archived radio shows. Thanks for listening to the J Plan Radio, and now back to our show.
Okay, we're back. Peter Mingles here. You're on Building Fortunes Radio. This is a special segment for Jeremy Allen. We have the J Plan as a special segment on Building Fortunes Radio. So if you go to www.buildingfortunesradio.com, find the section we have for Jeremy Allen and the J Plan, and you're going to learn a little bit more about him, like we're doing on our first radio show, and then a lot more about the program as we continue. So, Jeremy, this is for people that are interested in getting into better shape, working on self-discipline, you know, improving their self-image. Is there a difference between maybe guys and gals on how you would normally train them? I don't know. I've never really had to worry. I've never had to do anything like that. So I would imagine, just knowing the differences in gender, there might be a little bit difference between the guys and the gals and maybe the programs that they would have.
Yes. Well, a lot of times, I mean, I'm not going to go into deep specifics, but a lot of it is women, they tend to have different goals. And a lot of them I hear specifically is, you know, I don't want to bulk up, or, you know, they don't want to look masculine. And because of that, there are certain suggestions that I make that are more geared towards women versus men. And, you know, in general, the great thing about it is, in general, it's not that big of a difference. You know, if you are eating right and you're eating sensibly and you're doing a good workout program that is very balanced as far as, you know, resistance training, cardiovascular training, you're pretty much, your body's going to do what it's supposed to do. Like, meaning, so a man will naturally get bigger in some ways that women won't, and vice versa. And women will, their bodies will shape in a different way, you know, that men's won't. But if they do what their body, if they do what they're supposed to do, they eat right and they exercise balanced, meaning they, you know, they do the right amount of cardio and they do the right amount of weightlifting, and they're not, you know, lifting for, you know, we're not lifting for competitions here, but we're doing something that's a very healthy, maintainable way, then your body is really going to shape in the way it's supposed to. But just to answer your question, as far as the difference between men and women, there are some subtle differences that I would address the difference between men and women, you know, and that's, you know, just little things as far as the certain types of ways and the amounts of weight that you use and the amount of reps and things like that. But it's not a huge difference, but there are a few differences, just to keep it short and sweet.
Got it. Okay. So when somebody's getting started, just imagine, you know, okay, somebody's motivated, they're going to get themselves started, but they're not maybe in shape right now, maybe they're a little bit on the overweight side. I remember, you know, when I was doing anything new for the first time, especially physically, it's kind of like, oh, my gosh. Like, you know, it's like, oh, my gosh, that very first time, you know, pushing those weights or hitting that floor, doing a push-up or something along that line, it's like, oh, my gosh, am I ever going to be like, wow, holy cow, how did this ever happen? So, you know, what if somebody maybe has an injury or something like that, maybe a bad leg or something like that? Are you able to customize a program for people to get started with those types of things, you know, understanding that maybe, hey, it might be 10 years since they've actually done a push-up, you know, or something along
Definitely.
That line? How would you work with somebody that's never done anything, you know, somebody that obviously needs to get into shape who, for whatever reason, has kind of let themselves go?
Well, if a person has never done anything before, obviously the big thing is the initial communication and, you know, asking if they're, you know, what the history is, getting a feel, you know, getting on the phone, you know, talking to you via email, whatever works best for you, but getting a general feel of where you are and the best way to tailor the J plan for you. So if you've never done a push-up before, make sure, okay, do these push-ups on your knees. And all this stuff is within the program already, but it's good to communicate. It's always good to communicate because when you have that personal interaction, it just makes things better, as you, I'm sure you know. Yeah, if you have an injury, there's certain things, maybe not, you know, doing lunges, but doing, you know, a modified squat or maybe not using a certain amount of weight if you have, you know, a back issue or really focusing on keeping the head, you know, certain things with your technique to protect your back or to protect your knees if you have any injuries. And that's where the personal interaction, you know, really comes into play. And, you know, like I said, all this stuff is already kind of built into the program, but I like to make this personal. I like to feel like, okay, I'm your personal trainer. Even though I'm in Dallas and you're in New York or you're in Florida, I'm your personal trainer, and you call me and you email me and talk to me about your injuries or your, you know, where you are physically if you've never done a push-up or you've never done a, you know, a squat or a sit-up or a crunch or anything like that. And let's go. Let's get you started in a way that works for you. So that we continue on a right path, because this whole program is progression. You know, it starts off, you know, it's intense, don't get me wrong, but it's set up in phases. So you start off, you know, in the first phase, there's 4 week phases, 3-4 week phases, and the first week of each phase is easier than the last 4 weeks, you know, last week, sorry. And you kind of work your way through the 12 weeks that way. So that's pretty much, you know, how I would like to do. I like to keep that personal interaction going, and we can customize it because there's no way that I can know, you know, everyone's, you know, injuries or, you know, things that where they are without the communication aspect of it.
Is there someone, if I were to say to you, hey, listen, I want to be the perfect student, like what would the perfect student be for you? And it probably doesn't have anything to do with size or shape or anything else like that, but like attitude-wise, attitude or goals, what would the perfect student be like for you?
Oh, wow. That's great. So the perfect student would be someone that communicates me clearly, you know, where their goals are. You know, I tell them what they need to do and what they shouldn't do, and they pretty much do the whole thing and communicate with me, you know, throughout, you know, the program. And we keep a line of communication, and pretty much someone that's consistent, someone that's plugged in, and someone that, you know, continues to want to get better. And that's really what it is. And somebody that uses all the tools, because there's a lot of tools. There's, you know, there's a nutritional cheat sheet with that, which actually is crazy because it literally lists the nutritional content and value of almost any food that you can imagine, you know, hundreds of foods that you can imagine, so that you can know, you'll know exactly what you're eating and what you're getting out of each food. There's we call it a hypnotic relaxation CD. So basically it's like kind of a meditation relaxation CD where somebody just helps you relax. And that's something that I advise people to use, because stress and cortisol are huge factors in weight loss and physical well-being. And then also I have a stretching video, and that's something that I advise users to do, you know, after every workout. So there's lots of resources, and there's more than that as well. There's weekly emails. You get emails a couple times per week with different information and motivation. And if someone uses all the tools, it's pretty much, I don't like to guarantee anything, but you're going to make some excellent strides physically, and that's what I would call the perfect student.
So really, you're looking for constant and never ending, it seems like, progress. So wherever you start from is wherever you start from. But if you have the right attitude, and you're kind of coachable, and you follow along, you can help anybody get to, you know, a better situation as far as their health is concerned. Let's talk a little bit about. I was thinking about like weight loss. I think would probably be a big thing for many people. So besides getting in better shape, they probably want to lose a few pounds. We realize that the foods that we eat many times are not the best foods. We don't have a lot of education. You're going to probably teach us how to look at labels and things along that line. But do they have to, like, are they going to starve to death? Like, sometimes I look at these companies that put out these weight loss programs, and I'm like, of course they're going to lose weight. You have them, like, starving to death. You know, like, they can't eat anything. It's like, you know, they're down to whatever, X amount of calories per day. And if they did nothing at all except for breathe, they're going to lose weight because they're starving. Like, literally.
Exactly.
They're starving.
Well, yeah, that is so true nowadays, because what's really selling these days are two things. A very attractive technology. Get results really quick sort of things. And we all know that things that come really quick, they go away really quick. And I personally, my workout program is based on long-term results. That's really what I'm focused on. I'm focused on the long-term, because what I found out is people that go through the J plan and they stick to it, they keep the lifestyle. And I don't like to say forever, but they keep it. They stay on the J plan for a long time, because it changes your lifestyle. It's eating clean. It's eating sensibly. It's having a cheat day here and there. And it's eating balanced. And it's enjoying life, but thinking about it, being conscious of your choices. It's not, oh, I'm going to eat 500 calories and, you know, drink, you know, a bottle of vinegar for 30 days and I'm going to lose all this weight. But then as soon as I eat, you know, an apple, you know, I'm going to gain it all back. It's not about that. It's about eating sensibly, eating your vegetables, eating your meats, having it, being able to enjoy foods, you know, even on the weekends and whatever, but during the long term, always focused on the goal. And that is what I think life is all about. It's about creating balance. It's about being able to have a great, be able to work out, eat right, you know, and also enjoy the finer things of life while still being able to be healthy and, you know, both physically and from a nutritional standpoint.
Excellent. Okay, good. We're almost done with our show. We're going to come back next week. We're going to talk about a few other things as well. We'll talk about maybe some of the specifics so you can kind of give us some examples. We'll talk about pricing, the support that you'll give, and everything else like that. So I just wanted to introduce for the world on our radio show, Building Fortunes Radio, Jeremy Allen. So you want to go to thejplan.com, so that's T-H-E, the letter J by itself, P-L-A-N.com, and you can find, we'll put links up on Building Fortunes Radio as well. Jeremy, thanks for being here on our very first radio show. I look really forward to be able to work with you sometime in the near future. Hopefully we're going to have our customers take advantage of this as well, and we'll speak to you soon. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much, Peter. Thanks for having me.
We'll catch you next week.
You've been listening to the J Plan Radio Show, brought to you by The J Plan on buildingfortunesradio.com with Jeremy Allen and Peter Mingles. Thanks for listening. For many years, The J Plan has been helping individuals achieve the fit and healthy bodies they've always wanted. Go to www.thejplan.com to learn more and always listen in to Building Fortunes Radio, where our special host, Jeremy Allen, shares crucial information about how to effectively create a healthy lifestyle for the long term. The J-Plan is a 12-week, all-inclusive online fitness system that is geared towards helping users achieve an optimal level of strength, tone, fat loss, endurance, and agility. So listen in, get inspired, and learn how to realistically create a healthier lifestyle. Be sure to check out the buildingportionsradio.com website to hear more of the J-Plan segments with Jeremy Allen and Peter Meagles. And check out www.thejplan.com. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. Jeremy, Peter, and I want to say thanks for listening and ask you to spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.